Next week will be in the name of Czech and Slovak film lovers. Ixima Films is bringing another Czech and Slovak film festival to Sydney's cinemas to join the many wonderful cultural film festivals that Sydney already has year-round. Right now we're joined by Ika Dedetrick to tell us a bit more about it. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the film festival, Czech and Slovak Film Festival, starts on the 16th of May. How long has this festival actually been running in Sydney, or at all?
Oh, look, it's running in Sydney. It will be the fifth year in Sydney, and the year before it started in Melbourne. So Melbourne will be this year 6th year, and Sydney 5th.
Absolutely. And is there a theme that's on for this year's film selection?
Here in Sydney, we don't insist on teams. I know that some festivals love to have some kind of team, but we prefer to be not that much restricted, because sometimes, you know, there are suddenly a movie or something which is out of your team. So we rather bring sort of better films. If we can have this choice, or even the older movies, and not being restricted by a team. But definitely this year, because it's 100 years since the foundation of Czechoslovakia, and many of these sort of anniversaries, Czechs have this year 8 at the ending. So it's half a century, 50 years since the Prague Spring was crushed. So we have beautiful, absolutely beautiful classical gem to remind us of this anniversary. It's Larks on a String by Jiří Mencel, famous director, Oscar director of the movie Closely Watched Train. So that's one, in a way, how we commemorate this special year in Czech and Slovak history.
And are there any celebrations planned around the film festival for that, or are they just sort of, you know, part of the cultural, you know, remembering it and celebrating it?
It's a part of the cultural of celebrating it. That's why, as I said before, we don't want to stress anything, because then, obviously, here for the Australian audience, we are not targeting just Czech and Slovaks living in Australia, especially in Sydney. But we love to welcome sort of Aussies to come and have a look beautiful Czech and Slovak movies. And we are very pleased that more and more Aussies are discovering our films, which we are very pleased indeed.
And is there a film that you personally are looking forward to quite a lot?
Oh, there is actually one. They are all very good this year. We were very lucky, but it's the one I really am looking forward to see is Forget Mozart. It's a film from 85, and unfortunately didn't get the attention as 4 months Amadeus, even though the screenwriter was same as for the Amadeus. So this is a really very interesting movie, and I am really keen to watch it. It's about, it's mystery, basically, about the passing of the great composer, and it looks like being very interesting movie.
Now, Ika, is there anything sort of, you know, in Czech and Slovak film sort of culture and style that specifically stands out?
Oh, look, there is this movie it's a debut, which was screened at Cannes Film Festival, called Out, and it's by Hungarian Slovak Gergi. It's a really very interesting movie, which I would love to see as well. It's about, I think it might be very close to us here, because we are all basically migrants in search of better and new life. And this is a story, very interesting and in a funny way, story of a Slovak who loses his job and goes to Baltic countries, so states like Estonia, Latvia, for search of a work. And he encounters all these different sort of customs and habits. So I think that this movie might be very sort of close to us, to say.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like there's lots of great stuff on. Thanks so much for joining us this morning to give us a little idea of what's happening.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And all the listeners are welcome to the Czech and Slovak Film Festival.
Absolutely. And I'll give them the details on that in just a moment. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was Ika Didičić inviting us to the Czech and Slovak Film Festival in Sydney, running from the 16th to the 20th of May. The films will be showing at the Dendy Cinemas at Circular Quay and in Newtown. And you can, of course, get tickets yourself. Go online, search up the Czech and Slovak Film Festival to get your own tickets on either Facebook or on their website as well. If you are a lover of cinema, and especially the many wonderful cultural film festivals that Sydney hosts, as Ika said, 100th year commemorating Czechoslovakia's foundation here in Sydney. So it's pretty special, something to be part of.